Hi, I'm Hannah Sparrow. As a behavior analyst, I'm here to connect the science of behavior to everyday life. Join me as I reveal the secrets of why we do what we do and give you tools for how to change habits. Hi, I'm so excited that you're here again. And today is July 4th. It's about the freedom of the U.S. and the celebrations. And I wanted to talk today about ending the wit's end as you're parenting. How do you get out of that funk? And this ties with the holiday and my personal values of to feel free. You want that freedom because for many years I lived in fear and I just didn't feel authentic in life. And so for me, if I'm living authentically, I can feel free to be me. And it's not about what other people think and it's not about other people's opinion anymore. But that's something it's easy to struggle with. But I wanted to talk today about how do you get out of your wit's end? Well, I've talked in some previous episodes about going back to your basics. As a human, what do you need? You need to have food and drink. It's appropriate. You need sleep. You need, oh my goodness, my brain is not working. You need sleep, you need food and drink, you need movement, you need to have something positive in your life. Even if it's something tiny, I've been talking to people about what they're positive. Some people are like, oh, I get my nails done. Others are like, I like to take a bath. For me, I like to go to the gym. Some people play games. It really depends on what helps you get a few moments to feel like you can just be you for a minute. So once you have your basics, what else? How do you get out of parenting at your wit's end when you may or may not have a child that is on the autistic spectrum? You may be parenting alone or co-parenting or have a spouse. You need to get in the right headspace. Now, you can look at the why factor. You have the behavioral whys. You have escape. Are you in a situation you don't like and you just want to get out of it? Like maybe your life is not what you envisioned and you're struggling not necessarily with the parenting things, but with other things. Or maybe you are accepting that your kid is wired different than you. Or so it could be an escape why factor. It could be tangibles. You're just not happy. You want more. You want more in life. You want more comfort. You want more things. And that's just the lifestyle that you want. So you're not happy with it. There's also the attention factor. Do you have the social needs? I know when I moved to the Springs, I've been hearing people say it takes years to make friends. If I go up further north to another city like Denver, it's super easy to make friends, but down here, it's hard. And so like maybe you don't have the social interaction you need from day to day and you feel lonely. Lonely, it's one of those things you need to do what I'm talking about in a moment to see the positive in it. But then you have the Y factor of sensory and automatic. That usually doesn't lead to massive unhappiness in life from what I've gathered. But again, maybe there's certain needs that you're not getting. So once you have the whys, figure out your why, and then don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of looking at, yeah, this is why I'm unhappy. There's no right or wrong to your unhappiness. No, there's no rules on that. Any rules on that are from everyone else. So here's what I have found. When you're wanting to change from going from your wit's end, you have to take care of you first, get your headspace. Then you have to change internally your perspective. Now that's easier said than done. How do you literally change your perspective? Well, I look at my why and I figure out what is my actual core factor going on that's playing in a role with my headspace? Oh, side note, I do have my kids with me while I'm recording. Yes, I know it's not the best idea, but you know what? I'm parenting and I've got my kids, so it's life. So I might not be able to edit out all the background, but you know what? Those are happy sounds. Those are my littles. I enjoy having them around, even if it makes things less professional. You know, it's life. If you don't like it, you don't have to experience it. Just walk away. This is my life. I don't have full control of everything all the time, and that's okay. But if you're changing your perspective inside, how do you do it? I have found that if I stop and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have a conversation with myself, or I'll happen to have a long conversation with a friend that's sometimes even unexpected, like the whole perspective of loving yourself. I had a friend who was like, Hannah, I could keep telling you over and over what an amazing person you are, but unless you see it, it's not gonna matter. And I told her, I said, you know what? I'm gonna have a talk with myself. I know that sounds really weird. You know, I'm not talking to another being. and so I sat down that night and I wrote down the phrase, why do I not like myself? I remember sitting there and looking at it and I'm like, why the heck? Where did this come from? Why? And then all of a sudden an idea came and I was like, huh. And then I put in the word not. Why would I not love myself? And I realized I'm showing up every day doing what I want to do in life. Yes, I'm not perfect and don't ever feel that anyone ever is. We all are changing and growing and always have more we can learn. But since I have figured out why I felt that way and I could flip it to something positive, why not love myself? It changed my perspective. What I found with changing your perspective on something, it gives you the fuel to make the changes you want. Another thing with parenting, I had been parenting and really frustrated in how things were going. And I realized I had a history of fear of something else outside myself. And somebody said, if you don't change, X, Y, and Z will happen to your kids. I remember thinking, whether or not that actually would happen, that is a what if, that's a potential likelihood. I don't want that for my kids. So that day, I made a decision to parent differently. Parent how I see valued and how I would want to change things in order to change my kids' future. When your why is strong enough and you can flip it to something positive. Now, just flipping it sometimes, like recently I had some stuff where it was too big to flip, to go from seeing it as, oh, this is this horrible thing happening. Okay, how do I flip it and make it good so I can have a better positive perspective and move forward? It was too big. I was like, I don't have the strength to flip it. And I envisioned this big tractor tire that's laying on the ground. I'm trying to flip it. And I'm like 5'2". This thing is 5 foot, you know, in width. So like I'm envisioning this tire is massive. Okay. I don't know how big they actually are. I couldn't flip it. And then somebody said, well, what if you just scooted it a little bit? And I was like, I could scoot it. Okay. Let's see some good things. Because every time I try to flip it, I'd list all these good things. I'm like this and this and this. And you could do that with your parenting at wit's end. You know, I love my kids. I love this, this, and this about them, but I'm still overwhelmed. What do I do? Sometimes you got to scoot it. You got to scoot it so that little by little, it will move. And eventually, you will either gain the strength to flip it into something completely all good, or you'll scoot it, and eventually it will shrink, or you will get stronger to the point that you just keep scooting it. And then you'll look back and realize, oh, I'm not completely at my wit's end. And what can happen is you can look for the good so much. And there's a science thing with your brain that when you look for something, you find it. If you are looking for the good every day that you can, and you keep coming back, even if you accidentally see the bad and you forgive yourself and you go back and be like, well, where is the good? Keep going back to find that good and you will find it. And what can happen is you can look back and see that even if there was some what you'd call bad happening amongst your parenting on a day or weekend or weekdays or whatever it is, you can see how good and amazing the good were, that they outshine the bad. And that's how you start looking at things introspectively of, oh, it didn't go as bad, or wasn't as bad as I wanted. It wasn't as bad as I thought. And that's how you start scooting it little by little, and you look for the good and you will find it, even though it's an internal action. And even though it can be tied to all the different external why factors, it happens inside too. And that is how you find your freedom to live how you want. You find the good in things and you find the positivity. And the more you look, the more you will find. And who knows, maybe at those wit's end, you'll be at your wit's end. You'll be like, there's just so much good though. It doesn't matter how much bad keeps coming.
Thanks for listening to Sparrow. Listen again on Mondays and Fridays for more behavior talk. And in the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And you can follow me on my socials at Sparrow and hannahsparrow.org. But the most important is I would love to hear your messages, because I want to hear what topics you want talked about.